Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, minus Ben. Today, just me and Paulie hanging out. Paulie's birthday tomorrow, a little birthday show. And how about this for a birthday present, Paulie? I'm gonna give you the manager of the San Diego Padres for your birthday. Joining us now for the manager's report, Padres skipper Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking; it's better. Good morning, Skip. How are you?
Good morning. Happy early birthday, Paulie.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you just had a birthday, and now you're celebrating up in San Francisco, the home stretch, I guess, as it were, Skip. And I know you've been through these before. I wanted to ask you. We heard from Crony the other day, and he said we got to start playing our best baseball right now. And it got me thinking a little bit. How does a team ratchet it up, you know, for the last couple of weeks, but also not press at the same time? It seems counterintuitive, but it's certainly something that that, you know, guys feel the pressure of.
Yeah, you hope to eliminate that, and you know, it's a great question and valid point. It's real, but really, ultimately, the balance is just going to play and getting lost in the competition, being together, which this group is clearly together, enjoys playing with each other and just going out and playing good, solid, fundamental baseball. And we've been able to do that for a good portion of the year and just relying on what that looks like and playing the game the right way and executing. And you do those things. You throw strikes. You make routine plays. You do the right things offensively, including running bases. And, you know, we'll feel pretty good about this.
Yeah, for sure. And you got a nice shout-out in Ken Rosenthal's piece. He just wrote in The Athletic, and the piece was really focused on general manager A.J. Preller. But he was talking about you in your tenure here in your first season with the Padres. And he talked about how much you love to teach the game. And then he actually had it in caps, ball talk. He said, for his ball talk sessions. And we've talked to plenty of big leaguers. We asked them, Adam Jones and Brett Boone, we asked them, Schilty, about, you know, what did it used to be like? Oh, man, after the games, we'd sit around and split a case of beer and talk about the game, and guys just don't do that anymore. It sounds like you've got guys that are more willing to do that this season, talk about it with you. Tell us, if you could, about your ball talk sessions, and was that kind of important to you when you took over? I want to make sure these guys are in there talking about their craft every day.
Yeah, I think it's super important. You know, for whatever reason, I don't want to minimize it. I do think guys do talk. It's just maybe a different way of doing it. You know, there are long days for the guys. So after the game, they pretty much get out of there. They get home with their families, which is good. Or just get away, which I think is healthy as well. But, you know, to the point you made, there's not as many, you know, just sit around, shoot the bull sessions. But I do think guys are having more, at least our group, and I've been really pleased that, are having more organic baseball conversations. You see it during the game.
Yeah, all the time.
One thing that I've been the most pleased about is that in-game communication. What are you seeing? How do we make adjustments? You know, we do that and talk about the game, prepare properly. You know, really, I can't ask for much more. But, you know, the ball talk is just a setting that I've done for, gosh, since I started coaching and managing 100 years ago. I just feel like it's important that that we learn from the previous night. You know, we just got through having an experience individually and as a group. What do we take from it? And then what are we going to do to prepare for the day's game based on either last night or what we know about the intel we have for today's game? And, you know, that's just a continual improvement mindset that, you know, we just want to continue to be better as the series goes and the season goes. And, you know, I think it gives us our best chance to compete.
Talking to Padres skipper Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning, and you mentioned that I think it's been noticed a million times on social media this year. You know, even Manny will strike out, but he's walking back to the dugout, grabs Xander and whispers something in his ear. Xander gets a hit, you know, and Xander does it to Crony, and Crony does it to this guy, and that's been something I think, you know, I don't think we've seen it here in a while. And there, like you said, there has been a ton of that in-game communication going on, and it just, you know, listen, I know the baseball season can go up and down, and you can have a hot streak and then just kind of a regular streak that all teams go through. But it seems like that mentality has been there all season long.
Yeah, I think, you know, it has been. It's not an easy one to cultivate. I applaud our players for doing it. You know, you get into real-time competition and, you know, something doesn't go well in that moment. You know, there's a frustration that rightfully players can have, and, you know, it might take them a while. Sometimes it takes them, you know, a couple of bats to get over. This group was able to refocus pretty quickly and stay present. And it's such a good teammate, man, to get through with having a bat that may not have gone your way and be able to come over and be able to share something that can help the next guy. And so that's just been a real positive for us and an asset for us in how we compete, and been a big part of how we have been able to have success.
It's the management report here with Mike Schilt on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, I was looking at the lineup the other night. It's obviously always great sports talk radio fodder. You know, you get down through you get Jackson Merrill out in the 7 hole, and then you've got Donovan Solano there in the 8 hole, who is just a killer. I mean, fouls off 2 strikes and finds his way on base most of the time. And then you got a catcher like Kyle Higashioka's got 16 pops this year. Does he have more than 16 now, or is he at 16? I can't remember. Oh, gosh, I just threw that out of my head. Sounds right. But you got, you know, a guy that can do some damage there at the bottom. And, you know, none of that's possible without Xander Bogaerts, Mike, moving back over to shortstop. So everyone wants to prognosticate, read the tea leaves. Does that mean with Xander going back to short, is Ha-Sung Kim, do you foresee him maybe even being able to rejoin the team? And if he does he go right back to shortstop? How does that work in your mind?
Yeah, we're still, in a wait and see a little bit with Kimmy's arm. You know, he hadn't recovered as quickly as anybody would like, obviously himself included. And, mentioned the other day, wouldn't say he didn't have a step back necessarily. He didn't take the next step forward. And so, you know, we're still trying to figure out with him what he's going to be able to do. You know, as far as when he comes back, well, you know, I think it's shortstop. I mean, there's a scenario he go to second base. That could be possible, I suppose. But I really, you know, based on being able to make a relay throw from even second, turn the double play, you know, him having his arm strength is going to be important regardless of position. He's done such a good job at short, but never really anything out. But right now we're just trying to see the possibility of getting him back, period.
Well, and it's interesting too, because we made this point yesterday on our roundtable that typically in years past, there haven't been, and not a knock on these guys at all, but there haven't been the guys on the bench that you felt, I got to get them more ABs. I got to get them in the lineup. And I think Solano has been one of those guys. And David Peralta is another one. Like, you want to make sure you get that guy a chance to swing it when you can, which is, again, yep. It's a good problem for a manager to have, but it's certainly a lot to reconcile too sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many spots. It's interesting when you either have an outfield jam or an extra player or two that, you know, has performed well. And now you have somebody come back from injury, or you just have a deep team. You know, and rightfully, people are like, oh, I want that guy in there. They're like, at whose expense?
Right,
which
right.
It's a great, you know, we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, there's, you try to pass the ball around, put him in good positions. You know, Peralta will get an opportunity today. You know, he has success against Webb. So, but, yeah, you know, the Bogey moving over has created more opportunity for Donovan the last few days, Peralta today, and the Lincoln Solano for sure.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, here on Ben and Woods this morning. So we got 15 games left to go. You know, the way that it times out, you got every one of your starting pitchers gets, what, three more looks. What are you, as the skipper, looking for down the stretch from these guys? Because I'll tell you, every time all of them actually take the mound, I feel confident, and I see really, really good stuff. I don't see a ton of fatigue or anything like that. Sometimes you have those funky innings like Joe Musgrove had, the 6 minutes, you know. Other than that, he's been phenomenal. So down the stretch, everyone's going to get, you know, health assuming, three more starts. Skip, what are you looking for from your guys, your five guys in the rotation?
Yeah, nothing different than I've looked for. We look for all the time, you know. And, yeah, I'm the same with you. I feel good about every guy that goes out there and confident in what they're doing. And, you know, but really, same thing. Regardless of first game, you know, 100th game, 162nd game, whatever the game may be, it's just going out and making sure you establish counts and control, you know, the strike zone with multiple pitches and give us a chance to win a ball game. That's all you can ask. And I see the same thing. Our starters are in a good place. You coming back, that was really encouraging. How he was able to kick into a gear about the third the other day. But I feel good about our starters. You know, we got C's going today, but, you know, the ability to go out and control the zone, throw multiple pitches in the strike zone for strikes, you know, have good rhythm to what you're doing and Give us a good chance to win a ball game. That's all you can ask.
You know, as somebody that watches him pitch all the time, and of course, we're talking about you and Ruben Niebla, Dylan Cease, to me, remains one of the most fascinating pitchers in baseball and looks, you know, number one starter type stuff. When he struggles, and you can see him kind of get frustrated out there on the mound, what is it with Dylan? Is it just a command thing? Is it a rhythm thing that you just mentioned?
Yeah, I think that's probably similar with about every guy, and Dylan included. So just not quite feeling in sync, not getting the ball where he wants to. You know, he's got two absolute plus pitches, like you say, number one quality stuff. But it's just, you know, regardless of pitcher, it's about being able to put it where you want fairly consistently and being able to make a quick adjustment when it happens. And, you know, Dylan's been great for us this year, and I'm excited to see him pitch tonight.
So one of the guys that caught Dylan Cease and caught his no-hitter is Luis Camposano. And I read your quotes earlier in the week, heard you talking about Campy. And again, we had the same convo as it pertained to Matt Waldron. You know, Campy was, you know, he got hurt, and Higgy stepped up, certainly, and Camposano did not perform probably the way you guys wanted to or expected him to, and he expected himself to. That conversation had to be pretty tough, sending him down. And what do you guys expect from Luis, you know, getting sent down to El Paso? What would you like to see from him?
Yeah, you know, you think he captured pretty well. Tough conversation, clearly, for Campy. There's been a lot of growth take place with Campy over the last really 2 years, but definitely this year he's taking some of the next steps that we're looking for him to take. And you mentioned the injury, the thumb that, you know, put him on the IL for a little bit of time. And, you know, Higgy took advantage of his opportunities, played well and received well and did a lot of things that, you know, obviously swung the bat and did a lot of things behind the plate that were real positive. And, you know, Campy wasn't able to get as much time again, so he didn't have as much chance to play and get his rhythm. So, you know, to catch 22 that we, you know, we talked about a little earlier with just in general. But, you know, we got Diaz, which we have a lot of confidence in as well. Got this, you know, experienced guy in the league that we just looked up, and the three catchers, there wasn't as much need for it. You know, we could hit for him, have another guy come in, and that's one way we were using you know, some of the Sano and Peralta piece when they weren't playing, which I thought was effective. But, you know, once we decided to go with Bogey and move him over to short, didn't see the need for those guys to be used in that way and not as much use for the third catcher. So, you know, allowed Campy to go down and get some more playing time.
Talking to Mike Shields here. Last one for me, Skip. So we've asked all the baseball questions. So you're in San Francisco. And we had a debate earlier. Paulie thinks. Now I said we know Shields pretty well. He had Chipotle last night on the night off, and Paulie said, I think he got a bread bowl down at the Wharf, and I said there is no way.
When in San Francisco?
He said that you're a when in San Francisco guy.
Well, let's see. Yesterday I had lunch at the restaurant at the hotel. And then last night, yeah, I got a haircut yesterday.
Nice.
It was really exciting. And, then came back, finished a book, and got some room service, got some chicken wings and fries. Really, really got after it and ate good.
Hey, listen, it's like the playoff run. I mean, I've been watching the team eating. I'm not hungry. I just eat because I get stressed, and you can't really be eating in the dugout. I wouldn't think so. You got to get your junk food in when you can, Skip. I'm actually coming up tonight with my family. First time at Oracle. So excited to come out, watch Cease throw, and hopefully be able to get to Logan Webb and win a ball game tonight. And we're excited about the stretch run. I know you are too.
Yeah, for sure, guys. Looking forward to tonight and the stretch run. And, again, happy birthday, Paulie. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much, Skip. Let's get a dub tonight. We'll talk to you next week. All right, that's the skipper. Mike Shildt joins us this morning. Brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. There you go. Happy birthday. I got you a birthday shout-out from the skipper of the San Diego Padres, Mike Shildt. Did you ever think that would happen to you?
No.
And I'm sitting at a table with North Turner last night, Paulie. Look at us. We made the big time.
Mama, we made it.
We made it. All right. So, listen, we can react to Mike Shildt's interview. I love what he had to say. Seems pretty locked in. Seems pretty focused. But, you know, obviously, Got to see what happens these next 15 days. We'll be right back. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I was reading last night. Welcome back to Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I was reading last night about that run that Mike Schilt's Cardinals had, 17 games in a row. They won. And, of course, unreal. I let my mind go to, what if this SOB goes and does it again? 15 in a row to end the season. Oh, my God. Can't think that way, certainly. I'm not a huge math guy at all, but I do look at it like you need to win. You got 15 games. I mean, obviously a 10-5.
That gets the job done.
Gets the job done, no problem. And I'll be honest, Paulie, as much as I say, you know, oh, I want this, and I don't want to be the fan. I don't want to be like, you know, the guy that's playing golf right now that goes, well, I mean,
it's been.
I'd like to. I mean, I want to win a World Series, but I'd rather win one at home with my favorite pitcher on the mound, bro. It does not matter to me. I did not think.
Well, I mean, I know we won a World Series, but what does that set us up for in 2028?
Ben!
God, shut up.
Well, I feel like we've really exhausted all our resources now. And I mean, you say one is enough, but is it really enough? Yeah, man, we could all drop dead tomorrow. So I don't want to get too picky here as someone that remains surprised that we are in this position. Gun to my head, beginning of the year, Woodsy, are you guys going to be talking playoff baseball ramifications in September, mid-September? I would have said, no, we're not. Do you have, Paulie, remember the predictions we made at the beginning of the season? Do you have those handy or can access
like
them
the
in the
divisions?
Next? Yeah, like the next 30 seconds or something. Yes. I think we posted them on Instagram. It wasn't great. I think I put the Padres second, but I said I'm putting them second because I'm a homer. And I said, like, that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, you did.
I did, okay. Dodgers, Padres, Giants.
Diamondbacks, Rockies.
I thought the D-backs would definitely be hung over from the World Series, and they were. They were for a while. Corbin Carroll was hitting .160, and then he took off. You had Padres in four?
I had him third.
Third.
Yeah, I had him in third, and that was the reaction to the trades all offseason.
Sure.
I had the Giants actually in second because I was with you on the Diamondbacks. It was like a little hangover. Last year kind of seemed a little fluky. They have proven that was not a fluke season at all.
Nope.
I thought the Giants, with all the additions that they made.
Bob Melvin.
New manager.
Yeah, he was going to be all
Blake
fired
Snell,
up.
Snell, Matt Chapman. I'm like, that's a pretty good team,
yep.
man. That's a pretty good team. And I remember feeling and saying, like, look, I would be elated to be wrong, and I'm going to be wrong. Like,
which is great. One of those times in sports radio
could still finish in third.
They could. Yeah, I guess they could.
The Diamondbacks.
Let's not get crazy. Yeah, they absolutely could. What did Ben have them? Second?
Ben had them second.
Who else? He had
his Dodgers in first place, followed by the Padres, Giants, Diamondbacks, and Rockies.
Okay, give me the Central. NL Central. What did I have?
You had Cubs.
Nope.
Brewers.
Yeah.
Cardinals.
Yep.
Reds. Pirates.
Okay. And then what about the other one?
The East. You had the Braves.
Okay.
The Phillies.
Yep.
The Mets.
I had the Braves over the Phillies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all did.
Braves.
We all had the Braves and Phillies, one and two.
Mm-hmm.
You and I had the Mets third. Ben had the Marlins third.
That's a homer pick. I'm the Skip Schumacher guy.
Yeah, you and I both had them in third place, and then the Nationals in last. Easy one there.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting stuff. It's going to be exciting. But I really believe that it's not because of where I work. I'm very surprised that this team is where they are, and I'm very thankful for it. I'm very happy for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of stress, certainly, but it's going to be a lot of fun. This is what you beg for if you're a fan of a team. I mean, imagine being a fan of the Nationals or one of those teams, and you're
we've been there.
We have been there, and it wasn't
that long ago either.
It's not fun at all. I mean, last year, what did they finish to end the season? Like 20-7 or something? Some
I don't
insane
remember what their
run.
Final run was.
I've never been
absurd.
More mad in my life to have a team win 20 out of 27 games. I was livid. And there was a fingernails chance of hope towards the end. It was like, oh, this team's got to lose, and they got to lose, and the tiebreaker. And I just said, I'm so mad.
Just like the season was on life support. I'm like, just pull the plug,
man. Let's get this thing over with and rip off the Band-Aid. And for them to be where they are now, man, it is a true testament to all of those guys at that organization, because it's been a lot of fun. And, yeah, it could absolutely go south. It absolutely could. I don't think it will. But this is what you beg for. Certainly, I have people in the chat. So I'm doing my my first trip to Oracle, and somebody's like, Woodsy, when you go to San Francisco tonight, you got to be loud and you got to be obnoxious. And I said, I can't do it. I'm gonna wear my Padres hat. Certainly, my kids are gonna be all. But I got my kids there, my wife there, my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law. I'm not trying to fight a San Francisco Giant fan. I saw that brawl out in Gallagher Square last week, and it looked one of the nastiest ones I'd seen. A Giants fan. Apparently, Giants fans started it. Of course, that's what I heard. You know, but we finished it. Padres fans finished it out in Gallagher Square.
To quote Mike Schilt, they started the S. We finished the S.
They started some S. We finished some S.
Well, alcohol may have helped.
Yeah, that was nasty out there that night. So, yeah, there was a poor security guard standing there. Like, what could he do? I mean, it was a full scale brawl. But so I think tonight, I'm going to be pretty chill. And Blue Meanie says, look, that's what Giants fans do here. I get it, man, but I'm not doing it around my kids. And I'm really curious to see how long they make it. And by they, I mean me. So we'll see. I heard it's going to be like freezing cold. And we're sitting out in right field.
Woo!
I'm sitting out in right field. We're going to be able to see Tatis, assuming he's in there tonight.
65.
That's actually pretty
nice. Too bad today.
On the water, it's gonna be a little chilly.
Bring a jacket.
So I'm not going to get rowdy out there. I might try to hook up with our pal Eno Saris. I think he's going to be in the ballpark tonight. If you're out there at Oracle and you see us walking around, feel free to say hi. I would love to say hi to you. But yeah, I'm going to.
It's a fun ballpark.
Hopefully the kids will have a good time and everyone's fired up for it. I don't get to many new ballparks because we have a really, really great one here. It was funny. I was last night at the dinner. I was sitting with Chris Connolly, who's the director of marketing for the Padres. And he goes, hey, tell me what you think about Oracle. He goes, because I always hear, you know, number two behind Petco. And I said, all right, I will. I asked Jesse Agler what his thoughts were on Oracle. He said, it's a great park. They could do more to spruce it up a little bit more. I said, okay, well, I'm fascinated to see. I'm fascinated to report back. But, yeah, my kids will be there. They're more gangster than I am, certainly. So they'll be in their Padres gear. They may be the ones starting some S because they've been known to do that from time to time. We got one segment left. We will get out of here, turn it over to Annie and Elston, and we will be right back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Final segment of the week, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. It's been a good week, been a long week, been a fun week, and a not-so-fun week. It's been both. It's like life goes up and down. Last segment of the day, Annie and Elston will be up next. Break down for you all of the exciting numbers that go into the last 2 weeks of the season. Pauly, what's the... we all agree that the White Sox series is the worst one for all of us, because I do feel, and Craig said this yesterday on the roundtable, and I did agree, you can't lose a game to a team that's won 33 games to this point. I mean, you just can't afford to drop one single game. And those
it wouldn't feel as bad if this was played in June or something.
Yeah, of course.
But having it right here in the middle of the stretch run, every game is so important.
It's no joke.
Yeah, you feel like you know, it's a lot to ask for any team to sweep any team.
I wonder how many times the White Sox have been swept this year. I think it's a lot.
It's got to be a lot.
It would be a ton.
I mean, the math tells you it's got to be a lot.
And I think that those are the ones. If I was a player right now for the San Diego Padres, I would look forward to the challenge of playing the Astros. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get some really, really tough baseball. And you're up for that challenge. When you get to the White Sox, who have won, again, 33 games this
season.
That's
unbelievable.
It's absolutely incredible. And you cannot afford to drop one single game to those guys. That's the series I'm They've been swept 23 times.
In three-game series.
In three-game series, 23 sweeps.
That's now you have to make it 24.
You have to.
If it's not already 24.
If it's not already close to 24 by the time you get there. I mean, the schedule makers, again, hey, thought you were doing us a solid. You gave us maybe the three worst games, the worst team at the worst time. So I know I'm probably a bit of a worry wart about that because, again, they are the worst baseball team I think I've seen in my lifetime. Every night they show them, I'm watching SportsCenter or something, I go, oh, my God. I mean, some of the worst baseball IQ plays I have ever seen in my life from guys that are veterans, man. They've been playing for 6-7 years in the league. So that's a good idea. I Need Money says, got to get Steven Wilson on the show. I would like to talk to Steve.
That poor guy.
We talked to him for the first time at spring training, and the hopes were so high, and he was like such a great dude.
Well, not much longer before he was
gone.
It was like a week later.
He was traded, and he was part of the Dylan Cease deal. Of course, happy to have Dylan Cease here on the Padres, but holy smokes, man. Yeah, somebody says, we need a mole. Yeah, I mean, I bet you want to talk about a guy that's ready for the season to end is Steven Wilson.
I bet every one of those guys are.
At
this point,
it looks excruciating. I mean, and I don't know how you don't just gut that team and just start like completely over. I mean, really, like as many moves as you can make to bolster your farm club and all that. It was so, and that's the thing is, they didn't go into the season thinking, oh, this is going to be some massive rebuild. They spent money on guys like Andrew Benintendi and players like that. Yeah. They did not trade some of their names that they could have. And it's just been an S show. So, yeah, would love to talk to Steven Wilson.
It was not that long ago, man. The White Sox were on the same trajectory as the Padres.
Yep, that was
around
the
Major
team.
League Baseball.
That was
like,
the...
Oh, 2023 World Series White could Sox. Look like Padres yep. versus White Sox. Man.
It's crazy. Ugh. So that series is going to happen, what, next week?
Next weekend.
Astros and then White Sox. And that will be the last homestand of the year. So
yeah.
Last chance to go out and root on the boys until the playoffs start. And, you know, again, earlier, I don't want to be...
It's going to be weird. Like that last game on Sunday, next Sunday, against the White Sox, you're like, I sure hope we see you guys again.
Yeah, want to see you guys again this year.
And... I mean, nothing will be shored up by then. What? We will still be waiting to see, are we going to get the 4 seed, the 5 seed, even the 6 seed? Like, are we hosting the wild card round?
Well, it was like I was saying earlier, I don't want to be the picky fan. I just, at this point, I want them to get in. You know, I have my preferences, certainly, and that would be to play the wild card game here around Padres fans. They've earned it. You know, we've earned it. Everyone's earned it. The players have earned it. But now you have a chance to go out and get it. So you have to go get it. And if you don't, I'm not going to be disappointed if you're playing in Arizona. I'm going to still be watching the games. We may even try to go to that series and figure that out. But of course I want it here. But I'm certainly not going to be picky. I did not think this was a playoff team. They're going to be. They are going to be a playoff team this year. So, yeah, beggars can't be choosers, as Chad says. It's exactly right. And I do think the expectations of this team have changed dramatically since the trade deadline and all the pieces that you traded.
It was what made me so frustrated, whether it was this week or last week, when Ben was like, you know, well, at the beginning of the year, everyone would have been so happy with this.
Him.
I wanted to throw him out the window because I said, yes, yes, you're right. At the beginning of the season or even before spring training, we would have signed up for this 100% just to have a sniff at the playoffs.
Right.
But, dude, I'm like, expectations change over time, over a six-month season. And you get through the first half, you make some big trades, you go out and get guys like Luis Arraez, Dylan Cease. Like, all that happened well after any of these expectations were made. I'm like, bro, things change.
And I think,
and now this is a team that I expect to go, not just get into the dance. That's what I want first. They got to just get there. But my expectations are higher than just getting to the dance.
And I think...
if they get eliminated in the wild card round, it will not be a successful season.
Elisa said, I think he had that frustrating take so we'd all be okay with a little Ben break. And if he did that, then he's a bigger genius than I give him credit for. Because I did think he said, all right, because wasn't his hypothetical, if they win 90 games but don't make the playoffs, are you happy? And I looked at him like... Like, are you kidding? You're joking. And then he said, but nobody expected him to win 90
right.
games. We all thought 90 games would be enough. And I said, Ben, no, no. Maybe you're right. Maybe he did that. Maybe he said, hey, I'm going on a little golf trip. I'm going to make everybody hate me for a while, and they won't be mad when I leave. I think that's false. But yeah, I that was a frustrating take. I think let's get that on record. No one in this show will be happy with a 90-win season if they don't make the playoffs. Right?
Ben. Right.
What are they at now? 82? 82.
Yeah. 82 and 65.
So to win 90 games, they're going to go 8-7. That's like bare minimum, I feel.
So you have to get to that
I
now.
I know, dude. I know. 82 and 65. Yep. So, yeah, you still need eight more dubs, which, again, you have 15 games to go. You got to go 8-7. You got to have a winning record. And they have not been playing their best baseball right now. They know that. And it's going to be really interesting to see how it shapes up. We got Logan Webb tonight. We've seen Logan Webb 100 times. They've seen Dylan Cease. This is a big, big series in San Francisco. And I don't know, honestly, what San Francisco has to play for other than let's continue to beat up on the San Diego Padres when we can. Just took two or three from us. And Bob, that was another frustrating Ben take when he said, well, why would Bob Melvin want to beat us? We're the ones that let him go. And I'm like, bro, he absolutely wants to kill us. He wants to destroy. Yes. He wants to destroy us. Every chance he gets.
I don't know what he was on that day. Man, like,
I'm starting to believe that he really did want to just split town and not make anybody miss him when he was gone. But we do miss Ben. Ben will be back Monday. We'll have a lot, man. We'll have three games to break down from the Giants Potters. We'll have an entire slate of the NFL and college football season, which we have not really even mentioned today. Aztecs are going to be taking on Cal. I think Cal's 18.5. Is that right?
That's what it was yesterday.
18.5 point favorites. I don't know how that one's going to go. I'm not sure if Danny O'Neill is going to play or not. We'll fill you in on that one. We'll fill you in on the NFL. But really, it's going to be 99.9% San Diego Padres talk on Monday because this is everyone's locked in.
You're only going to the game tonight, not tomorrow night?
We're only going tonight. We're doing the game tonight, and then we're going to go to Alcatraz tomorrow. Very excited
That'll
about that. I went once. It's going to be great.
How excited are the boys?
They're so excited, dude. Bo was watching an Alcatraz documentary on his little iPad. He was asking me all these questions about the guys that escaped. And, you know, he watched a special about all the sharks that are around there. So he's looking for sharks. He's really a curious kid. So he's super excited. Taylor is terrified. We're going to leave him there. I don't know what would have given him that idea.
They have really great merch in the gift shop at the end.
Such good
merch. Get them like the orange jumpsuits that they sell.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Sure. Anything they want. They have the Alcatraz baseball field, which they're both going to love. So, yeah, man, they're excited for the boat ride over. I'm excited to just – I like San Francisco a lot. I've only been one time. Had a great time. JH619 in the chat wants to know if I'm going to be watching the Notre Dame game Saturday. Nope. Nope, don't have to. 12:30 against Purdue? No, sir. I will be at Alcatraz with my family, which would have driven me crazy had they beaten Northern Illinois. I would have been like, oh, I've got to find a way to watch this game. Now, don't care. They gave me my Saturdays back so early. Thank you.
You didn't even need Ben's ultimate college football lineup.
Correct. I didn't need it. I won't be watching, man. I got family... family plant. So I would much rather be doing that than watching stupid football game for a stupid team that does nothing but continues to break my heart every single year. Yeah. It's really, really great. Really, really great. We got some things that Ben likes pretty soon. We will get to that after our last check of traffic.
I like the tanginess of the cranberry. I like reflecting. I like all-time rock and roll, too. You know I do. I like NIL. I like my standard, very uninteresting haircut. I do like hearing people talk about how well it's going for the Padres. I like numbers. Oh, I like the bits. I like to be educational. I like when I get up, have a glass of cranberry juice cocktail. I like Adam Major. I do like butterscotch. God. I like your tweets a lot. I still like this deal. I like to live my life after another famous Benjamin. Benjamin Button. I like when the Padres take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. I would have liked to have tried something else. I like Darren. I've always liked Darren. I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis. Sex by the fire at night. That's what I like. Whoa, whoa. I like Jake Cronenworth. The last couple of days, I really liked his swings. I do like horses. I like the Padres lineup. I like when things just flow perfectly. But I like Indian food. I just like a good, honest answer. I've liked what I've seen from Donovan Solano so far. I like that idea. I like 18 games in 18 days. You know, I like where the Padres are. I like that we won as a team.
I do,
all
too.
All of us, together. I like to picture people actually in a recording studio. I like the way the Padres play baseball. What I like is the variety of the wins.
Yeah.
I liked everything about this week.
Did you, Ben? Because it seems that you took off and went to L.A. in the middle of a pennant race. Did you guys, Paulie, did you hear the roundtable yesterday?
I heard a little bit of it.
Poor Chris Ello is getting, he got murdered on the roundtable yesterday. He's, I think today, if I'm not mistaken, I think today is his last day.
Okay, I did hear this part.
I don't want to speak out of school here, but I think they said, maybe Craig remembers. Craig. Is Ello going for 2 weeks or 1 week?
2 weeks.
Two!
2 weeks.
So
where's he going?
He's going on a cruise with his wife. And so we're on the round table, and it got brought up. And then I think everyone stopped down, and they said, hold on. Tomorrow's your last day, and there's 2 weeks left of the season. You're leaving for this run. And then you asked me earlier, Woodsy, would you fast forward 2 weeks. He doesn't have to.
He's literally doing that.
He's literally doing it. And yes, Annie did a phenomenal job hosting the roundtable. Hosting the roundtable is a massive challenge. I would never do it. Never.
Ben's
ever,
sick.
Ever,
he
ever.
He looks forward to it.
He loves it. Won't take suggestions. Says he wants suggestions, but I've given him a couple, and he's been like, no, I think I've covered that or whatever. Annie crushed it, but Ello's going. So this dude is getting on a boat. And I think he's leaving out of Alaska, and they're going like all the way around, and they're going to end up in like Cape Cod or something. So he's going to miss.
What?
Like, it's weird. I like Nantucket, or like he's going to go like around
like
the world.
Animals.
Yes, like the isthmus of something.
How it works.
So I go. Are you kidding me? And he's like, nah. He goes, it's the only time we could go. And I go, all right. If Ben did that, I would have beaten him. I would have beaten him with a stick.
Oh,
can you imagine? Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm assuming that now Adam has to like do stuff. You know, because I think like Scraby and Tony will host, and then maybe Adam has to come in and run the board. Adam is a great boss. He will do things like that for you to give you your time.
Dive in.
But 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks, and I wondered if I was. I think I was jealous. Because he doesn't have to be here through it. He's going to be on a cruise, and he's going to be watching. He's a huge, you know, sports fan. He's going to be paying attention, certainly. But that dude gets to come back when it's all over and then say, this is where we are.
Yeah.
And I said, holy cow, man. So, somebody asked if he's going to the North Pole. I don't
know how else you can get around.
How do you – is there a way – From Alaska.
Go north?
North.
And around?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think it's like the Arctic Circle.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because he's not going south up there.
I don't know. I didn't hear the part. I didn't hear where he'd explain where he was going, so I don't know. I think a lot of those cruises usually go south, not north.
I swear to God he told me they were going north. Maybe Craig remembers.
The Alaskan ones will start and end in Alaska. I don't know what you're talking
they're
about.
They're ending on the other side of the world. Or the other side of the country.
There? Maybe there's a plane involved because I don't know how else you can do that.
Will they see Greenland? Like, will they go all the way?
Nobody goes to Greenland. There's nothing there.
Didn't Joe Musgrove go to Greenland?
North. He went to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Is that north or south?
Antarctica?
Antarctica. Oh. South? I'm not good with geography.
Oh. It's the South Pole.
Oh, the South Pole. I don't know. Oh, my poles. Well, I think I'm jealous of Chris Ello getting to miss the last. So this is how we find out Chris Ello is secretly Santa Claus. Hold on. Annie, are you out there? Or is it just you? Is he going north? You don't know. I'm very curious
what
about
is that
this
happening right now.
Craig, He's going to miss the last 2 weeks. Come on in, real quick.
Craig, come on in.
Come on in. Because Craig heard it, and his ears perked up, and then my ears perked up, and I said, you're going to wake up, and this is all going to be over. The last 2 weeks. Craig Elston.
What a jerk.
The Midday
what a
show.
Jerk he is.
What is he doing?
He's killing it.
He's killing it. So Paulie said, would you fast forward the last 2 weeks to get to the... I go, yes, 100%. But he's actually going to do it.
Yeah. Good on him.
Good on him.
Good on him.
I know.
Shows you what a mope he is. Remember, he said it was going to finish 81 and 81.
Yeah.
He was just planning on the team being out of it at this point.
So he booked
and
it.
Nobody caring.
Right.
I'm just teasing you, Chris. I know it's completely out of your control and you didn't want to do it, but we're going to give you a hard time right now.
Oh, you have to. Chris, hello. More like Chris Kringle.
That's right?
The North Pole.
Yeah.
Santa's at the North Pole. Yes, the North
Pole.
Yes. I told you, I'm not good with this stuff, dude.
Why didn't open the door again? Santa, the North Pole.
Yeah. Craig goes Antarctica. Which is that, north or south?
I don't know.
It's where Joe Musgrove went.
That's okay. I thought he went to Greenland. Greenland's north.
North.
And Greenland is ice,
right?
Mostly. So it's really, if he went up that way, it'd be very cold.
Iceland, however, is quite green.
Craig Elston joins us for the last minute of the program. What do you guys have coming up today?
We got Bryce Miller coming on at 10:35 to talk about the new six-pack and try and get some sense through the whole thing.
Yeah, what's going to happen with the pack six?
Yeah.
And, yeah, how that's going to
we're
work.
We're calling it the six-pack.
All right, I like that.
It's just better.
But you guys have a great show. We'll be back on Monday. We'll wrap up this series. Hopefully talking about at least a couple of wins for the San Diego Padres. Happy birthday, Paulie.
Happy birthday, Paulie.
Thank you.
Paulie and Hannah.
You guys have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you on Monday. Be well.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.